Okay, my friends, before we begin, I have a special invitation for my local or local-ish ladies. Starting this September, I am hosting a brand new event called The Sacred Circle. I don't know about you, but I have been craving the power of community, connection, and sisterhood. This event will take place monthly in an intimate setting at my home in Windham, New Hampshire. There, we will collectively create a space where you will awaken and share your wisdom, embrace authenticity, and ignite your passions in the company of extraordinary women. Imagine the support, the wisdom, and the courage you'll find in this magical circle. You'll build lifelong friendships and become the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. I am so excited for you to join me. All the details and link to reserve your spot are in the show notes. Space is limited, and I cannot wait to see you there. Life happens. Things will always happen that are out of our control, like random falls or injuries or even illness. We can't always stop these things from happening, but we do have control over how we live on a daily basis and in between these events, right? We get to control how we choose to move our body. We get to control how we fuel our body and how we choose to think. Welcome, beautiful souls. Your time is now. It's always been now. I am your host and manifestation mentor, Allison Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with health. And not just a healthy body, but a healthy mind and a healthy soul. If you are craving peace, joy, connection, and alignment, you are in the right place. Imagine what it would be like to be living in full alignment with your purpose, eager and excited for your days ahead. Feeling a sense of inner peace, knowing you can trust your intuition and guidance from the universe. Feeling confident in achieving your goals and tasks with ease and joy. Embodying complete trust that everything is working out exactly the way it is meant to. This is so possible for you, my sweet friend. Life is always happening for you, and I am here to help you create a mindset around being strong in your powers. You are more powerful than you know. I am beyond happy that you are here. Let's find peace within the growth together, and let's have some fun. Hello, hello. Welcome back, and welcome to episode 36. Today is Tuesday, March 5th. I am sitting right now in this beautiful sunroom in our rental in Florida. It is so sunny. There's windows all around me. I'm looking out by the pool and it's such a gorgeous day today. Such a gorgeous day. The weather has been top notch since we've been here, I must say. And tomorrow is my birthday. I have to be honest with you, birthdays have never been my favorite thing. I don't know if anyone else is with me here, but I used to have these very high expectations of my birthday and then always just felt really disappointed when it didn't turn out the way I imagined it. So the past few years, I flipped the script, flipped it, and looked at celebrating differently than I ever have before, not expecting that the actual day itself would be perfection, but instead celebrating over the full week. Maybe even a full month. I don't know. It depends. But doing small things here and there, like leading up to and after my birthday, doing things that truly bring me joy in order to celebrate life, right? Like just celebrate life. So this year is a big one for me because it's the last year in my 40s. I am turning 49 tomorrow. And for me, I feel like entering a new decade is a big deal. Am I right? And I never look at age as a bad thing. I really don't. It's a natural thing. We all go through it. Yes, there's parts of it that can feel like they really suck. Okay. I'm in the thick of perimenopause. I'm starting to see more wrinkles. Although no joke, I just started face yoga and it's actually pretty cool. Also, gua sha and face cupping are my new friends. So face yoga, gua sha, and face cupping. I'm into it. I am into it. Yes. Like, we have to be careful not to hurt ourselves more. My body aches a little bit more. And sure, we have all of that, but It's not my focus. That is not my focus. If it was my focus, I would be a miserable human being. Okay, let's just put it that way. So yes, it's all there, but I don't put my entire focus on what I don't like about the aging process. Life and birthdays and age is, it's actually something to celebrate, right? I made it into this new year and will be making it into a new decade a year from now. That's something to celebrate. New life experiences to come, new changes, new goals, new desires. I always think of my kids' ages. By the end of this decade, my 50s decade, my kids will be 40 and 41. Okay. What the what? What the what? I'll be a grandma. Likely. It's just crazy to think about. But so much happens in a 10-year period. And while I'm not turning 50 yet, I still have one more year. I look at it as more of a halfway point because you better be damn sure I am planning to live until I am 100, still sharp as a knife, and maybe even still lifting some weights. I don't know, although likely not as much as I'm lifting now. But I am, like, you think back of what has happened in these past 50 years, like from baby all the way till now. And you can just imagine, like, people think of 50 as, oh my God, I'm getting so old, but are you freaking kidding me? Look what's happened and how much you've done in a 50-year period and how much more you can accomplish and do in the next 50 years. That's the way I look at it. So I look at birthdays through this lens of what can I celebrate? How can I celebrate? What will bring me joy? And what do I want to do for myself in this year to come? What will be exciting for me? If you follow me on socials, you'll see I have one overall goal for this coming year, and it's to just be better than I am today. Not anything specific, like just better, doing things that better myself each and every day, being better than I was the day before, being stronger mentally and physically, being healthier, having a more clear mind, right? Just better. And I know that if I keep taking the steps, if I keep my fitness going, if I keep nourishing my body and feeding it with what it needs, if I keep making shifts when necessary, if I keep meditating, if I keep listening to my intuition, if I keep love a priority, if I keep myself a priority, if I keep learning something new every day, if I keep staying curious, if I keep an open mind, if I think before I react, if I keep listening, if I keep looking for the signs, if I just keep going, I will be better a year from now. Health has always been a huge priority for me. And it's funny, I've been having a lot of conversations with a few of the girls from the gym that I'm really close to. And we often talk about aging, right? Because we're all around the same age, give or take a few years, and we're going through similar life changes right now. And while, yeah, sometimes we complain. If you ask our coaches, they'll probably tell you we complain a lot, but sometimes we complain and we joke around a lot about it. But we also take it very seriously. We continue to do what we do in the gym to keep our bodies strong, to keep our mental health strong, to continue to gain muscle mass, to continue to have energy and endurance. We do it because we know as we get older, it gets harder to maintain muscle. We do it because it's mentally healing for us. Before I left for Florida, oh boy, I actually had a pretty bad fall. I didn't talk about it much on socials or anything like that. If you're on my newsletter, I did talk about it there. But I have to tell you, it was freaking scary. Just coming off months of on and on lower back, on and on. Yeah, I felt on and off lower back pain. I was finally getting back to doing all of my normal stuff at the gym. I had continued to go to the gym the whole time and modified, did what I could. And exactly 1 week before I left for Florida, I was heading to the gym. It had snowed the night before, so there was snow all over the driveway. There was like a covering of very light, fluffy snow. I was heading to the gym. I needed to move some cars around because my neighbor was so nicely coming over to plow my driveway because Scott was traveling. And I pulled my car out and got out of my car to move another car into the garage. not thinking at all that there could be ice under the layer of snow in the driveway. And the second my foot hit the ground, my feet came out right from under me. I fell back. I hit the back of my head close to my neck on the step of my Bronco and literally gave myself whiplash. I was beside myself. I didn't know if I was okay. Emma happened to be home and I walked into the house hysterically crying, if I'm being honest. And I just didn't know if I was okay. I think it was scary more than anything, just the thought of hitting my head. The initial thought of, are you fucking kidding me? My back just recovered and now I've done this. And the thought of, I have to be in a car for over 20 hours in a week. And will I be able to do this? A little bit went on, a little time went on. I calmed myself down, my upper back muscles and neck slowly started to really seize up, which also made me nervous because I felt that before. And I remember how horrible it feels. And I thought, okay, am I going to need muscle relaxers? The whole thing was just scary, right? Thankfully, I happened to have a myofascial release, so some body work. I had an appointment that morning for my lower back, which I had been working on. And I messaged her and I said, told her what happened and asked her if she thought it was a good idea or not a good idea to come. And she said, come in, we'll do some gentle release. And that's what she did. She did some gentle release in my upper back and my neck, and it really did help. And then later on, as the day went on, I started to calm down more because I was not even calm in that appointment. I thought back to the whole fall and I had so much damn gratitude. That's all I can say. Like gratitude that my head didn't hit the ground and hit the ice. That I think that step that my head hit probably saved me, right? I think it saved my head. I think I potentially saved a wrist sprain if I tried to catch myself, which I was unable to do. Gratitude that I didn't break anything, okay? So thankful that it wasn't worse than it actually was. Okay. Gratitude that my body knew what it needed to do to protect me, right? Grateful for this strong body I have created because it truly could have been way worse. And 2 weeks later, right, I look back at it now and I'm fully recovered. Like I am back to doing everything. And I never took any meds. I never took any pain meds, never took any muscle relaxers. If I had to, I would have, but I didn't have to. I just took really good care of myself. And I had actually fully recovered before I left for Florida. And after a few days of letting things calm down, I just started to roll my neck and my back out, my shoulders a little bit. I went to the chiropractor. I truly just took care of myself. I said, okay, Allison, you have 4 days at that point, 4 or 5 days, and we need to get you going. So I went back to the gym. I modified what I needed to at the gym and I got back quicker than I ever thought I would. And I attribute all of that to being better every single day, right? Being better every single day, making sure I'm doing something to better myself every single day, continuing to take care of myself and make my health a priority always. Falls are scary, okay? They are scary, especially as you get older. Not to be morbid, but one of the things my girlfriends and I were talking about was like, falls get scarier and scarier as you get older, right? You always hear of elderly people falling, and it's not an illness that gets them, right? It's a freaking fall. And we do start to think of these things as we age, but I don't use it to scare myself or be scared of getting older or be scared of aging, right? I use it as lessons. I use it as knowledge. I use it as fuel, right? Fuel to keep going, fuel to keep moving, fuel to keep doing functional movements at the gym for life, right? Just to live life. Fuel to keep nourishing my body with healthy foods. Fuel to continue to do scary things. Fuel to have fun. Fuel to live. So well before this fall even happened, I had decided, and I was thinking about this after the fall as well, and I was like, oh, that was actually a good thought. So I had decided that there was one movement one movement I needed to keep doing in order to make sure that as I age, I can still do it. And that's getting up from the floor unassisted, right? I want to be able to get up on my 2 feet without hands. Look, mom, no hands. I was laughing about it with my girlfriends at the gym because it sounds silly, but we're like, no, that's not a silly thing. It's legit serious stuff. We need to be able to keep doing these things. So if you're trying to visualize it, okay, lie on the ground, right? You want to get your feet out in front of you and you want to get to a standing position without your hands. I do it by rocking back, right? Rocking back on my feet. You can do it a few times to get a little momentum. I cross my feet and then I stand up, right? You have to use your core. You have to use your legs. Like, it may sound silly, but in my mind, how freaking incredible and strong am I if I can continue to do that, right? Strong legs, strong core, strong back, strong mind, just knowing I'm capable of doing that, right? It brings me peace of mind. So I know I went on a little tangent there, but honestly, I think that fall, along with being here in Florida, let's face it, there's a lot of older people here in Florida, a lot of young as well, I have to say, but you certainly see a lot of older people in Florida. And being 1 year away from 50, right? I think it's been that too. It just has me thinking more about what do I want my life to look like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, even 40 years from now. Now, you guys know I'm a big fitness girl, right? I do CrossFit 5 times a week. I lift weights. I love it. But to be honest with you, one big thing I have noticed since I got here is my life is pretty sedentary the rest of the day after the gym, right? I'm sitting most of the day or lying on the couch working. I don't have a job where I'm moving around a lot, right? And I've never been a big person on tracking steps, but man, my steps on my little Garmin here that I have, my steps are through the roof here. I'm averaging 15 to 20,000 steps per day versus 5 to 7, maybe sometimes less, if I'm being honest with you, depending on the workout that we have. Like sometimes my feet don't move a lot during the workout. I'd have random hire days, but average, it's pretty low when I'm home. And here, I am walking everywhere, right? I'm taking walks midday with Scott. We're walking the dogs every single night. And you know what I've noticed? Since I've been here, I haven't changed much in the way of eating. Actually, I have to say I'm eating out more. I'm not cooking very much, but I'm still eating healthy, like clean and healthy when I'm out, but I'm not cooking as much. I've been doing actually less cardio, quote unquote, and more weights. I've changed my workouts up a little bit while I've been here. So I'm not really doing any cardio. I'm mostly weightlifting while I'm here. And I have massively upped my walking. And I've lost a few pounds since I've been here. And I've only been here just a little over a week. Really, like solely from just moving more, from walking more. Not much else has changed at all. And I'm also noticing more muscle definition, like literally from just 1 week being here. And actually, it was funny. I was at the farmer's market in Sarasota on Saturday, my favorite farmer's market in the entire world. If you're ever in Sarasota, you must go. It's heaven to me. And the kids were with me and Kyle and I stopped by a stand where they make locally made hummus. I actually love the hummus here that she makes because there's no added oils to it. It's so delicious. Anyways, I digress. Anyway, she was the sweetest woman selling it. And I walked up to her. Kyle was next to me. And she immediately says to me, she looks at me and she says, "You look like you could kick my ass." I almost died. I looked at Kyle. Kyle was laughing. I laughed back at her and I said, "Well, I said I could, but I won't unless I don't like the hummus, that I'm coming back next week and I will kick your ass." And she laughed. She knew I was kidding, but I was like, okay, I'm doing something right here. All right. I'm doing something right here. Anyways, I digress again, but walking, it's so freaking simple, my friends. And I love it. It's so fun. It's good for the soul. Never mind the health benefits, but it truly had me thinking. It had me thinking about how like really sedentary my life is when I thought I was a super active person. If somebody said, oh, you're really active. Yeah. CrossFit 5 times a week. But oh yeah, by the way, when I get home, I'm sitting on my ass the rest of the time. And so yeah, I'm active, but I'm active for a few short hours in the morning. And then I sit around most of the day at my desk. I get up for food. I get up to let the dogs out, maybe do some laundry, but that's about it. Like that's it. But that little bit of extra walking each day has made a huge difference in my body and in my mind. And it just keeps me moving, right? I get now why people buy those walking pads when they're at a computer most of the day. I get it. I get why you see so much information on the benefits of walking. And I'm not saying you need to get 20,000 steps a day. I know that's not feasible for everybody, but like 10, right? Like people talk about 10,000 steps a day. And I used to be like, oh, wow, 10,000 steps a day. But I don't get that when I'm home. And I'm getting around 15 to 20 here. So I had no idea I was going to talk so much about walking today. But it all stems from being almost 50. And really just thinking about living. I've been thinking a lot about this since I have been here. And I think the bottom line of what I am encouraging you to do here is just take a look at your life right now, right? This is what I've been reflecting on a lot since I've been here, away from home, away from the normal day-to-day routine, right? What do you love about your life? What do you want to continue to be able to do as you get older? What habits move you into the direction you desire to be in? And what can change? We're always shifting and changing, right? And we need to be open to shifting and changing along with it. So what needs to change? What simple steps can you take to move you into the direction you desire to be in? Is it making a change to how you nourish your body? You don't have to make all of these massive changes at once. What's one small thing you can do? Is it not drinking caffeine first thing in the morning and instead prioritizing protein and getting in some water first? Is it ditching soda or cutting back on sweets or snacking all day? Is it not skipping meals, right? Is it actually eating food rather than thinking you're just better off not eating and you're going to lose weight that way? Is it drinking more water, right? Is that one step prioritizing sleep? Are you one to stay up on your phone or on your computer in bed instead of building healthy sleeping habits, right? And getting at least 7 to 8 hours sleep a night, putting that phone away from your bed? Is your one step moving your body? If you're someone right now that does no form of exercise, just start walking. When I tell you, walking daily since I have been here has made such a massive difference. I am not exaggerating. I can't tell you how many people I see walking around here. And I'm like, these people are doing something right. And I'm drinking the juice and I'm following along. Maybe your one step is more mental and not physical. Maybe it's seeing life through a different lens, having more gratitude for what you have, focusing on what's good and what you have and not what you don't have. Gaining more of an abundance mindset versus a scarcity mindset or a mindset of lack. I did a whole podcast on this if you missed it, right? We'll put it in the show notes, but it's episode 24, right? How can you feel more abundant? Life happens. Things will always happen that are out of our control, like random falls or injuries or even illness. We can't always stop these things from happening, but we do have control over how we live on a daily basis and in between these events, right? We get to control how we choose to move our body. We get to control how we fuel our body and how we choose to think. And I guess that's the points of this episode, right? Keep going. Life is so precious. We get to have all the fun and experience all the amazing things in life. And we get to do it while prioritizing ourselves and our health at the same time. You get to have both. Okay, so I wasn't really sure where this was going to go today, but here we are. Typically, I start my podcast with a life update, but tomorrow being my birthday ended up being the subject for this podcast. And It truly feels meant to be, right? Since it's honestly, it's really been on my heart lately. But I will give you a few life updates, okay? We're going to end with some life updates. So clearly we are in Florida and we've been here for a little over a week now and we have less than 3 weeks to go. It's already flying by. I know you're all dying to know how I survived the drive. So I will tell you, we survived. Honestly, it wasn't really that bad. I'm not sure I would want to do it every single year. I will tell you that. I can't say for sure yet, but we did it. Our first day, we drove 16 hours and we made it to Savannah by 7 p.m. We left New Hampshire at 3 a.m. And would you believe I only stopped to pee 4 times? It was a minor miracle. The dogs did incredible. We actually found one of the stops that we made, there was actually a dog park at one of our steps so we could let the dogs out. They could run around, but they just lied back there in the bag and didn't make a peep, never complained. They spent their first night ever in a hotel, which was the cutest thing. First night in an elevator. They were so confused, but they did well. Basil, she's not the best hotel dog. She's a barker, but she did good overall. So day one also consisted of rain and a lot of it, pretty much our entire drive, which was not fun at all. Sometimes we were completely white knuckled, like torrential downpours at one point. At another point, it was hailing. We did see a rainbow at some point too. It was a wild ride to say the least. But day two, Scott wanted to leave early again so we could get to Sarasota early, but I convinced him to sleep in a little bit and wait until Black Rifle Coffee, which is right in downtown Savannah, opened up because I knew he would love it there. If you've ever been, it's a really cool place and they have delicious coffee. He was a bit skeptical, but trusted me and it did not disappoint. He had a delicious Americano, decaf, because we're both decaf. I had the most delicious matcha. And I think Scott probably spent more money in that coffee shop on apparel and paraphernalia than I've ever seen him spend in a store. So he was thankful that I made him wait. And day two was only a 6-hour drive, which felt like nothing compared to the 16 we did the day before. So we're going to do the same on the way home. Long day one, shorter day two. But we made it here. The house we rented is beautiful. I have to admit, it takes me a little while to get acclimated to staying in someone else's house. I don't feel comfortable with it. It's very different than staying in a hotel. It's harder for me. I don't know if anyone feels the same way, but I'm getting there still. 1 week later, I'm like, okay, I'm feeling it. But we are right in St. Armand Circle. If anyone knows Sarasota, we are walking distance to the beach and to my mom's, which is great. So as I mentioned, we walk everywhere and there's shops and restaurants galore, like all around us. The house itself is old, which I knew it was a historical house. So it's an old house. So it has that old feel, which isn't my favorite. There is a lot of updates in here, but it is a really cool house. It's in a great location. And while there's a lot that I think that could be better, I am super grateful for what we have here and where we are. We found an amazing gym. We had planned to actually attend a CrossFit gym here. That was the plan from the beginning, but we visited and unfortunately we did not get the best vibes. And I always listen to my gut and intuition. Scott felt the same way. We didn't feel very welcoming. So we did a little searching and found the most perfect small gym about 12 minutes from us. The owner is the nicest guy. It has everything we need for any CrossFit workout, lifting, anything like that. We can come and go as we please. It's actually a 24/7 gym and we were given a key fob. So it just worked out perfectly. It has what Scott needs to do all the programming at home. And it has exactly what I need because I'm not doing the regular CrossFit like workouts right now. I'm doing something a little bit different while I'm here. So it has everything that I could actually need. We actually feel like it's like a much, much bigger version of our garage gym at the Cape. So it's fun. And I just go there, I throw on my headphones and I do my thing. It's the perfect setup. Both of my kids just left 2 days ago. Kyle left and Emma left yesterday. We got to spend 3 days with each of our kids, 2 overlapped between them. And Emma had no idea Kyle was coming. He was supposed to, he wasn't supposed to actually. And then one of his acapella events that was this past weekend got canceled the week before we left. So we booked him up. We kept it a surprise for Emma. And you may have seen the video on my stories, but the moment Emma saw Kyle, was one of the best mom moments of my entire life. Like, truly, I think it may have been the best one. Like, seeing how happy she was to see him, seeing them smiling and hugging and laughing. Like, I knew in that moment, and I will cherish that video forever, but I knew in that moment I did something right as a mom. My heart was overflowing. And now they'll be off doing college and adult things for the next couple of weeks. When this episode airs, Kyle will be in Nashville touring with his a cappella group, and Emma will be in Italy visiting her boyfriend for 11 days who has been studying abroad. So life feels crazy right now, right? Like, it's so bizarre. Life is wild. Like, one moment you're in the thick of parenting, going through all the stages of like baby and childhood and the teen years. And then at the blink of an eye, right? They're off to college doing incredible things, and you're all of a sudden empty nesters, spending a month in Florida, being snowbirds, thinking about aging and how we're going to make sure we stay fit and healthy as much as possible and live as long as we possibly can. That's where we are, right? This is life. It's pretty amazing, and it is so damn beautiful. Despite the hard times, and yes, we all have them, trust me, we all have them. We also get to be so damn grateful that we wake up every single day and have another day to live this beautiful life. So I am going to stop right there. But as always, before we part, I want to leave you with this. Growing older is always going to happen. It's the inevitable, right? It's natural. So be grateful that you get to choose how you live at each age. Every year, be proud of your age and be proud of the things that you've experienced, right? And having another year on this planet. You get to make choices when it comes to how you fuel and nourish your body, how you sleep, and how you take care of yourself. Those beliefs and actions will create a positive aging experience for you. Become a master, right? Become a master at shifting as life causes you to shift and change, both physically and mentally. Every year, make it your mission to grow stronger, mind, body, and spirit. You are the masterpiece, right? You are a masterpiece in progress, becoming more magnificent with each passing day. Always embrace each coming year with grace and gratitude. Thank you all so much for joining me today. I love you all so, so much. I hope this episode inspired you and served you, and I'm looking forward to chatting with you in the next episode. Thank you all so, so much for joining me today. Remember, your time is now. You always have the power to shift your mindset and create more ease and joy in your life. Don't ever stop growing. Don't ever stop evolving. Don't ever stop learning. If you love this podcast, I would be so beyond grateful if you left a review, shared with your friends, and tagged me on your Instagram stories. I love you all so, so much. Now go and create an amazing day.